Morning, Peter. You well?
Morning, Michael. Yeah, fine, mate. Thanks.
Chimazu's a different horse since you've gelded him. He's won five straight. He's been able to do it in very heavy conditions in Sydney. So what was your reaction when they decided to move the meeting from Doomben to Eagle Farm this week?
Yeah, I've got to say, I thought it was going to be a bit difficult. Last time I went to Eagle Farm, it was when it was in the early days, it was atrocious. We just were taking horses up that had form in Sydney and got up there and they just never fired a shot on that track. But it's a lot better now. They've done a fair bit to it. The drainage seems to be a lot better and it's not tearing out like it used to early days. So soft 16 now and it's still amazing though, the amount of rain they've had up there in Brisbane. It's so wet. It's full of bugs. You feel sorry for the amount of rain they're getting. But Doomben would probably be a 12 and across the road it's a 6. I think it shows you how good a track it is.
It's incredible, isn't it? They're expecting up to 80 mils today and then more rain tomorrow and they're saying that that's probably as wet as it will get. It's a big call when you've got a potential stallion like a horse, and you know better than anyone what it's like to make stallions, but then you've got to weigh up whether they're going to actually make it, live up to their potential, or just be an also-ran. And that's the decision you made with Marzu, and it's certainly paying handsome dividends.
Yeah, look, to be fair, you're dead right. The first, he won his first start at Canterbury, his second start in the stakes race at the one lead up to the Clipper. He ran third, and we thought we had a nice colt on our hands, but was a bit full of himself. Brought him back as a three-year-old, and he's still very, very full of himself. And he put him against In the Congo, Paul Ailey, NMO, gave me three runs in races with those sort of horses in it. And he's running nice fourth and fifth. He's getting beat 3 and 4 lengths, but his pre-race and it sort of didn't help him. He was a mark allowed. He was very difficult to handle. He sort of run his race before he left the Mountain Yard all three occasions that he took those horses on. He eventually did win the Brian Crowley when all the other horses went to Melbourne. This showed us that he's probably just a shanty below being top grade. So with that discussion with the owners, we said, look, he's not going to make A-grade material. It's just going to be a handy colt, but he might be a good gelding. So, they're all, most of them were in favour. Some wanted to stick, because he did win the Brian Crowley, so he's a stakes-winning colt. But luckily for us, the majority voted to geld him, and it certainly has paid dividends. His whole attitude changed now. He's a gelding. He's a lot easier to work with. His pre-race is perfect. He's very seldom gets stirred up anymore, and it's coming through with his races and his performances.
Oh, I love the way he hits the line. He really wants to attack it, and I suppose it might be made a bit easier when you've got races like the Everest with so much prize money on offer. And I think the first time in history you've been locked in for 2 years with Marzu. What a great display of, I suppose, confidence in the horse that is.
Oh, my word, that's outstanding. It's, for a young horse too, when he's still an immature horse, it's probably it's a good deal, and it certainly makes sense for me as well because he's definitely going to be better. His 4 and 5 year old days will be his best time. So I think they've had the foresight and the faith. This thing is what we're seeing. So I think it's not a bad deal.
There'll probably never be another Red Zell for you, but same colours. Does he give you any reminder of the grand old Sprinter?
Oh, he's similar. We did the same thing with him. We had to geld him. Same. He wasn't highly strung, but he just wasn't over crack being a colt, not at that top level. But once you gelded him, things changed him, and he stepped into the horse he was, but not knowing he would become the horse he did. But I know all horses do it, but there's got to be a reason for it. But sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. But for this particular horse, Glenn for Red Zell, it certainly made a difference for them.
Is he still improving, do you think, Pete, this time in? He's done everything right so far.
Yeah, he's been fine. He's going really well. Not just he's winning on wet ground. He's very adept on wet ground, but he's also got good dry form as well. So the thing about him is just learning his craft better now. He's relaxing better. He's not pulling. He's switching off pretty well. And he's really attacking the line now with a lot of gusto. And he'll need to. Like, it's a big jump up the class for him. And the waist brace condition, he's not that well off. So it's his first test in the big league. He's meeting some old hard-headers too, like Kemantari and Co. And they're going to be tough enough to crack. But he's in good shape. Had a little freshen up from the outer field. He had 4 runs going into that. And this is his 5th one off the little 5-day freshen up. So little kick over trial in between. He's got in where we want him. And really happy with what he did on Tuesday morning. Still has been so on track.
He can take a position. He can take a sit in behind them. Where would you like him to be in the run?
I sort of look at the map. He probably follows Rossmeyer across and probably sits outside. He might, wouldn't mind getting another sit 1-1 if he could. Maybe Tony Gollins' horse goes forward. But I think Rossmeyer certainly cuts him across, and he'll, if he's not outside him, he would just be behind him.
Can you stablemate Signore Fox be in the finish at 60-1?
Well, the better track, better chance he has. Simple as that. When he had no hope that it was going to be at Doomben, going to Eagle Farm certainly helped his chances. If he gets no worse than a six, he certainly comes into calculation. He's a good horse. He had a very good prep up there last year. He ran all three of these races and a place in every one of them. So on his day, he's a handy horse. He might have the class of Marzu, but he's still a very genuine, hardened campaign and has raced at this level before, and that'll take him a long way.
The Big Scone Carnival is underway today and tomorrow. You've got a big team heading there tomorrow. I noticed most of them are pretty good odds. Is there one that you like at value?
Oh, I think Mirror Vision's their best chance. He's a good drawer. Good mare she is. She's been racing at a very high level. And a bit of a fresh up off those wet tracks, but still a second to Coolmore on an unsuitable track. So she's a good mare in her own right. So a good gate there at back to that stakes Group 3 level. She looks well played.
Yeah, she's a $10 chance, race 8, number 1, tomorrow at Scone Mirror Vision. And you've got just the one in today, and it looks a good chance. I think it's favourite in the early markets, and that's Hamiki.
Hamiki, yeah, look, he's a nice horse. I shudder to think, I scratched him three times with a wet track, but it's got the point now where he's got to run and hope for the best, because the either runner will tip them out, 1-2 now, because these wet tracks are going to be around for another month or six weeks at least. They're not going to dry out, especially in winter time. So, discussing the owners this morning, we've got to go and we'll run and have a crack. And early in the day, we're getting second race, getting early use of it. So, I hope we get enough bite in the track that we can get him home.
What do you do with horses that are just duffers on wet tracks now at the moment?
No, you pull all your hair out when you're bald and you tip them out.
you can send them to
really,
Melbourne.
Very frustrating. You know, it's really, really difficult. It's difficult for the owners too. Like, they understand, but they don't feel what we're feeling every day. You sort of think you're going to get a better track next week, and you don't. You get a worse track, and it's just continual. Just keep doing it. And as I said, now we're coming into winter. The tracks just aren't going to dry out. They're definitely here for another six, probably 8 weeks. You look at the long-range forecast, it's here for quite a while. So it's very frustrating. It's where the poly tracks come into play, and you probably might get a few more Sydney visitors down to Melbourne now once the winter really kicks off.
Do you see you've got Metallicity racing at Newcastle tomorrow?
Yeah, she was going up there for better ground as well, and still got the eyes on the size in Brisbane and the Castle Main, the LTJ. But he's got to win a race. He's a very talented horse. Only had two starts, ran very well on both of them, but unfortunately they're both soft tracks, and Newcastle is probably the best track around in Sydney at the moment. That handles with the best, and it was a 5 or a 6 at worst, but it has some rain last night. I'm not sure what it is today, but it's still going to be the best track around Sydney at the moment now. So we're setting up there to hopefully win a maiden, and look to see him hopefully get the Brisbane later on the month.
Do you want the bad news?
It's a heavy, don't tell me it's an 8.
It's a heavy 8.
Well, I hope the sun's going to come out any time now.
Well, fingers crossed. And good luck tomorrow with Marzu. He's a star on the rise as far as the sprinters are concerned, and it might be his breakout performance tomorrow. Best of luck, Pete.
Appreciate it, Michael. Thanks very much. Peter.